This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump welcomed freed American pastor Andrew Brunson to the White House upon Brunson's return to the U.S. after 2 years' imprisonment in Turkey.
And again, to President Erdogan, thank you very much. To the people of Turkey, thank you very much. I think this will be a big step in our relationship. We have had a very harsh relationship over the past number of months because of what was happening, and I'm not going to blame fault.
The release of Brunson marked the end of a bitter diplomatic dispute between Washington and Ankara. Brunson was facing 35 years in jail if he had been convicted on terrorism and espionage charges, allegations Washington called baseless. Mr. Trump told reporters that Brunson had suffered greatly but is now in good shape. President Trump has warned that there will be severe punishment for Saudi Arabia if it is determined that the Saudi Arabian journalist Jamal Khashoggi was murdered inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey.
President Trump says he would be very upset and angry if it turns out that Saudi Arabia ordered the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. But, he says, they deny it every way you can imagine. Khashoggi, a U.S. resident and critic of the Saudi government, was last seen entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, more than a week ago. Since then, reports have emerged that he may have been killed while inside the consulate. In an interview with CBS's 60 Minutes, the president says the Saudi government could be behind Khashoggi's disappearance and vows there will be punishment for whoever is. As for calls from Congress for sanctions against Saudi Arabia, including an end to arms sales, the president says that could hurt American jobs, and he doesn't want to lose an order like that. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And Polish police used tear gas and a water cannon Saturday against right-wing extremists who were trying to block the first equality parade in the city of Lublin in eastern Poland.